Well, hi.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Weekly Stool. I'm Lillian Curry.
And my name is Cole Raymond. Welcome back.
Welcome back, folks. This is F Week here on The Stool. If you are joining us for the first time, F is the letter of all of the artists that we are going to play today.
We have some great ones today. We had a hard time picking.
Exceptionally hard time.
Yes, because there's a lot of great F artists, but we're going to get through a good chunk of them.
A great chunk.
A great chunk.
Of our selections.
And we're going to start with the mother of all F bands.
The mother of all F bands. That's a bold statement.
I'd say Fleetwood Mac is the mother of all F bands.
It's up there. It's up there. All right, so here we go. What tune are we listening to, Cole?
We're going to be listening to Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
All right, enjoy, folks. Welcome to F Week. Woohoo!
Sky like a bird of light, and who will be her?
Wonderful, wonderful. A great tune.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs.
A great way to start off a wonderful week here on the stool.
What's it like being on the stool?
It's a great time. It's a hot seat.
Is it a comfy stool?
Comfy stool. Only comfy stools. I'm a rather tall person, so when it comes to height of stools, I prefer shorter ones.
I would think you'd want longer ones. So you can stretch out.
Maybe
bar height.
I like to be the average height of everyone else. That's kind of nice sometimes.
Well, I mean, if all the stools are the same size, you would choose the small stools.
The small stools, yeah. Yeah. Right. It's a beautiful sunny evening here on the Lafayette campus. I hope that you guys are all enjoying the weather wherever you're listening from.
Currently, we are cooking like fine meats.
Oh, yes.
The oven that is this radio studio.
This sweltering hot box that is this basement.
Yes.
However, we do have some nice natural light coming in through our windows that are at street level.
Keeping us moderately happy and full of life.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to keep the life moving. We're going to keep the juices flowing with some more F artists like Florence and the Machine.
Like Florence and the Machine.
Let's go. Dog days are over.
Okay, here we go. A wonderful sing-along in the car.
Yes.
Or at your office or
it was in an Apple commercial.
Great song, a classic. All right, here we go. Enjoy The Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father. Run by your children, run by your sisters, and run. Leave all your loving, your loving behind. You can't carry it with you if you want to survive. The dark days are over. The dark
The dog days are over.
They're over now.
They're over now because it is almost summertime.
Well, we're getting closer.
We're getting closer.
We still have a lot left to get through. Still got a calc exam this Wednesday.
Oof, that's fun.
Still got a lot of stuff coming up. It's whatever.
But the dog days are over.
Today, I went on a fantastic field trip with my Geology 130 class.
Where'd you guys go?
We hopped in these vans, and we just started just driving north, going along the Delaware Water Gap. And
we
saw
some. Beautiful.
It was very nice. It was very, very beautiful. We saw some great rock formations. And then we stopped at a second place. We just stopped on the side of the road and was looking in this big rock formation. And there was just fossils, like, everywhere.
What kind of fossils were they?
Oh, my gosh. So many different things. There was tabulate corals.
Oh, wow.
There were
other various.
All kinds of stuff.
You know,
if I had my notebook, I would rattle them off to you right
now.
That's
super fun. It must have felt like you were on an archaeological dig.
Yeah, it was great. We didn't have any rock hammers or anything to like break the rocks out.
Mm.
So I would just pick up like a big rock and then just hit the littler rocks with it until they break.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in our reflective vests.
Very
directly
cute.
On the side of the road.
Very cute look.
Directly on the side of the road. Just like beating rocks against the rock that's already there and like just like pulling stuff out.
Great, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun. I've always been big into rocks.
Have you?
Yeah.
You should take Geology 130.
I think it stems from my like appreciation for old Western films, if that makes any sense.
What?
The rocks that they have in like Arizona and like various places in the West are kind of unparalleled in the U.S. at least. I feel like some of the structures just look totally alien. It's completely random. And
it used to be a big ocean.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
Crazy.
Ridiculous.
Rocks tell us so much about the past.
So much about the past.
And about history.
Love a good rock. Love a good rock.
So enough about geology.
So enough about geology. Now we're going to move on to blonde. Blonde is a hair color. It's my hair color. And it's also the album that we're going to listen to next. The next song off of. Of Blonde. Yes. So this is a... not recent, but in the past couple of years, album from Frank Ocean, our F man.
Our favorite F man.
One of our favorite F mans. I've always been a huge Frank Ocean fan. The first song of his I heard was Novocaine,
which
was
so
a
good.
Single from a while ago, but it completely put me on to his style of music, which is just really nice.
I feel like he's one of the artists that is just incapable of making a bad song.
Agreed.
Like anything
agreed.
That he puts out that has his voice on it is going to be good.
Great. And he's a super talented guy.
And his producers are amazing, and the beats are all good, and it's just great.
If you like this next song, I highly recommend a song off the album called Ivy, which is my sister's name, but also a great song.
Is Ivy listening right now?
I hope she's listening right now. She might be at her play rehearsal
for
her play.
Well, it's kind of a chore to support your siblings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a task, but I appreciate her efforts. So here we go. We're going to play Pink and White by Frank Ocean off of Blonde. Please enjoy.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south, up north it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love, glory from above. Regardless, dear, it's all. Showed me cannonball off the porch side. Old the kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You showed the love.
Love Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean is so good.
Love Frank Ocean. I just constantly feel like I'm on the beach when I'm listening to him.
That's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes better than when it's middle of the winter, it's bleak, you're sitting in your dorm room, the snow is howling. I mean, the wind is
the
howling.
Wind is
the snow is
the
blowing.
The snow is also howling.
The snow is yelling at me for some reason.
The snow's screaming at you.
You're just furiously working, yeah. Popping the earbuds, put on
some old
Frank
Frankie.
Ocean. Feel better.
Feel so much better. I love that music can do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Next up is a band from my town. You know, I like to plug the local artists.
Always.
I like to play them here on the air. This band is called Fox Hedge. It's my friend Finn's band. He's a great drummer. They're a great band. This song is called Sunset Avenue. So definitely go check them out on Instagram. They're on Spotify as well. Fox Hedge, like a bush.
Like a
and
hedge.
And a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Hedge, mm-hmm. One word.
Mm. Another F.
Let's check it out.
Let's get it.
You All saw right. them, right?
I did see them at Brighton Bar.
The Brighton Bar. What'd you think of it?
I really enjoyed their set. I enjoyed all of the bands that I saw there that night. And the Brighton Bar was a really cool spot. It's in
Long Branch,
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Let's get it going.
Fox Hedge.
Picking dandelions, man, what a good life we have.
Living in Sunset Avenue.
Oh, always living in Sunset Avenue.
Next up, we're going to have a quick PSA, and then we'll get back to the music.
All right.
If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or a credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. That's 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message was brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union regulatory agencies.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Every 8 minutes every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Brought to you by American Red Cross.
More fun reading them.
More fun reading them than the pre-recorded playing ones. Them. Stressful, but fun.
All right.
All right. Up next, another Frankie boy. We have some Frank Sinatra for you guys. This song might be less familiar to you as a Frank Sinatra fan or as not a Frank Sinatra fan. It's called I Believe in You.
What album is it from?
It is from his work with...
Count Basie.
Count Basie, yeah.
It's the Sinatra Basie, the complete reprise studio recordings.
But I actually learned this song in the musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And that's kind of... I'm kind of a musical theater... Dork, if you
dork
understand.
Dork is actually offensive now.
Oh, nerd, sorry. I apologize.
Not very PC.
And it's a great musical released in 1990, I think. I Believe in You came out in 1964. I would assume that Robert Morse, How to Succeed in Business, his ensemble heard the song and decided to put it into their repertoire. It's a great song. Highly recommend the film or the Broadway show if that's still playing.
And the Sinatra Basie album.
And the Sinatra Basie album, obviously. Mm-hmm. So here we go. I Believe in You by Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah.
I Believe in You.
I Believe in You.
Aww.
Here we go.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth, yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk, yet there's a bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to grasping mine, and I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. believe in you.
That was a fun song.
A really fun song. I come from a family where on long car drives or house cleaning days or whenever we're together, we were always raised singing along to musicals in the car.
We weren't much of a musical. I mean, we were definitely a musical family.
But not like,
we
weren't a like a musical theater family.
Like a musical
family.
Theater yeah. family. Yeah, so.
Very big musical theater family. I distinctly remember going to visit my aunts when I was younger. We'd do like a cousin camp over the summer, in which my sister and I would go and stay with our family in Massachusetts or wherever. I think we did it to get some outdoors time, and our parents wanted us to hang out in the woods a
in
little bit.
In your city life that you're living?
From the city lifestyle. And I distinctly remember listening to the entire Legally Blonde soundtrack for that entire week that I stayed with my aunt, and we all just knew every word.
That's such a nice childhood memory.
A little window into my childhood.
So fond of those kinds of memories.
Very fond. Very fond, indeed.
Fond? It's
you
F
say
week.
F? It's fond?
I'm very fond of all of these songs we've been
playing. I'm very fond. These songs are all friendly, fantastic, phenomenal. That's a PH.
Mm-hmm. Freaking mm-hmm. great.
Freaking amazing.
So let's go to a little, something a little newer.
Mm-hmm.
Something a little weird.
Something a little amazing.
I'm going to say Tadao.
Tadao.
Because I think that's how they say it in the song. If I just read these words, these letters, T-A-D-O-W...
Tado.
I think it would Tadao. Be like Tado or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the song, he goes like
Tado.
But is that what it's named for?
I don't know if Tadao is a thing, a place, or just a sound
or a mineral.
Or it's unclear whether it's an adjective, noun, or verb. To be totally fair, but it's still a great song.
It's a great song.
And there's a great studio session of this song
on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Very
so
cool
if you
to
are
watch.
A fan of this, there's a great version of it that's a little bit longer in which you can see what is his name? FKJ.
FKJ and the other guy is Masego.
Masego. Mm. They mix and record all the like little beats there in that YouTube video so
yeah,
you can
they
watch
use
the
like
entire
a,
process. It's insanely cool.
Yeah, they use like a looper. And there's
a saxophone,
keyboard, all these keyboards.
Drums. He just basically plays every instrument, and you just have to sit there in awe because he's amazing at
it's
every
really,
instrument.
It's really, really cool.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So highly recommend. This is FKJ, Tadao. Tadao.
Tadao.
Tadao. Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
Was meant to knock them daylight.
heels or her slides. Either way, eyes on her every single day, week, year. Everyone wondering how she does it with no fear of that confidence. Was it heaven sent? Does it come within? Does it come run out? I don't know. She'll just have them running out and in. Man, they want to sin, talking deadly sin with Mrs. Lady. I don't understand why she hit them like.
That song sounds so good on
these
speakers.
That song sounds so good in here.
They have really nice speakers in here, and it just makes everything sound really good.
In our time apart, I Googled what ta-dao means. It seems to be just a playoff
like
of ta-da. Like ta-da. Like
ta-dao.
Ta-dao. Urban Dictionary definition.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Sure, I could use it in a sentence. Hey, Cole, guess what?
What?
I finished my calc homework.
Ta-da!
Oh,
ta-da! But you don't have calc homework.
But I don't do calc,
yeah.
So.
I finished. Well, I.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did last night. I did one of them.
Oh wow!
There's
impressive.
Two.
I'll do it later.
Yeah,
great song. Mm-hmm. FKJ, amazingly underrated artist, as far as I'm concerned. 10 out of 10 recommend from the Weekly Stool.
Yes. We put our seal
our mark of approval.
That was a nice long song. So things get a little weird in here when there's long songs playing. Me and Lily get into some weird conversations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Lily was just talking about how apparently my water bottle is like some sort of holy grail when it comes to water.
I cannot even describe to you guys why this is or what Cole does to his water.
It's a camelback.
Every time I drink out of his water bottle, it's like the most amazing water I've ever tasted. And I come from New York. So in New York City, we have amazing tap water, like brag-worthy tap water, super amazing, like bottled, tastes just like bottled water. I'm a big water snob for no particular reason, except for that I'm from New York City, so.
Do you drink Fiji?
I do drink Fiji. I do not drink Evian. I love smart water.
Have you tried Life Water?
I have tried Life Water.
It's pretty good.
I also have tried boxed water.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Which their slogan is boxed water is better. I don't necessarily think that leaving water in a cardboard box does much to it, except for make it taste a little bit like cardboard. But that's just my personal opinion.
I was once at a show, and the only water that they had available was these bottles called Just Water.
Never heard of this.
That sounds not very scary. It's like, oh, it's just water.
It's just water, right. Yeah.
It's inviting. But then you taste it.
Mm.
And it's so, like, chemically.
Yeah, that's
so
the problem.
Gross. And it came out of this blue bottle that you couldn't see into.
Mm.
So I finished the water and I looked into it. And it looks like they took the bottle and they sprayed it to make it blue because it's a blue bottle. But the spray was like the dried spray was like dripping into the water.
That is not. That so is it was not getting, how that's it was
so
supposed
gross.
To be.
It was so gross, and it was inexpensive water too.
But like, the moral like of the story bucks. Is, Cole has magical water. His water bottle is great. If you ever have the opportunity and you're hanging out with Cole,
and it's always full,
and it's also always full.
It's always full.
Don't know how it happens.
Because I just fill it. So
there
much.
Are some little elves running around purifying and refilling Cole's water bottle. Is that our conclusion? That's my thesis.
That's a good thesis.
Statement.
Can you support that with scientific tests?
I can support that with other people's opinions.
Okay.
So our friend Danny also feels the same way.
Yes, she does feel it. She loves my water.
She loves Cole's water. One of its biggest supporters.
If you ever see me walking around, ask for a sip.
Ask for a sip.
I will put it right in your mouth.
All right. So now we're going to listen to the Fugees.
Oh, yeah, that we can listen to the Fugees. I mean, we had something else coming up, but we can skip it.
Well, what did we have planned next?
All right, well, next up, we were going to play a little Frankie Valli.
Okay, we can't skip that.
Yeah, we're not going to skip that. We're going to do Fugees next.
All right.
Classic F. Let's do it.
What song are we listening to,
This
Cole?
Is Big Girls Don't Cry.
Oh, by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
Yes.
This is an amazing song. If you like the Fergie rendition of this song, which some people do. Yeah.
You'll like this one.
You'll like this one. Hopefully better.
All right. Let's
All
check
right,
it out.
Here we go.
This is Big Girls Don't Cry by Frankie Valli.
And the Four Seasons.
Let's go. Have you heard? Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls do cry sometimes, but
do you cry?
I'm a big crier. I cry during, you know, the movie Bambi?
That's just a cryable movie.
You know when the mom dies?
That doesn't make you a crier.
In the first 5 minutes of that film?
In no way does
that
make
probably,
you a
That probably was one of the saddest marks of my childhood, watching that movie. But, crying isn't the worst thing. Cole and I had a long chat, not so long, 2.5 minute long chat about music platforms, I suppose, the way we ingest our music nowadays. When I was younger, our car had a cassette player in it, as well as a CD player. And before we'd go on road trips, we'd load up our CDs in their CD holders and the cassettes and you know, grab
pop them in,
grab the floppy disks,
let that tape roll,
head out on the road,
pop in a couple laser discs,
and now we just plug our phones into our cars
and we have anything
music
that, we want.
It's kind of insane. We used to be pretty limited, I feel like. And also, I'm only saying that as, like, I was probably 6 or 7 in this car.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine. We love vinyl. We love vinyl as a kind of retro, like...
It's fun as, like, a treat.
Crunchy throwback.
Yeah.
Everyone, a few people have them in their dorm rooms as, like, an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have
Urban
one at
Outfitters
home,
sells them as an aesthetic thing.
It's too much of a bulk thing for like a dorm room,
because
you just gotta have like a box with all your records and you gotta have the
player. It's just limited access, but definitely a nice way to still listen to music the way that certain artists wanted it to be heard,
mm-hmm.
on vinyl.
And you get a lot of extra stuff,
mm-hmm.
in there, you know,
lots of static
lots of little
some scratches, you know.
Yeah.
There especially if you're keeping your records in your dorm room, they're not in the finest condition.
Yep, you're not keeping them in the temperature controlled
vault with your vintage books.
Yeah My Songs in the Key of Life final comes with this great like book of lyrics and like all these pictures, all this really cool stuff that comes with it. And my White Album, the Beatles White Album, has this sheet of stickers that I will never stick to anything, but it's so cool.
The White Album on vinyl is it definitely an experience. I also, there's a bunch of Kendrick Lamar on vinyl now,
mm-hmm.
That I've listened to and had really great experiences with, surprisingly, because I didn't necessarily know how like his style rap would necessarily filter onto vintage-ier vinyl, but it works so well. Highly recommend.
He's got a really classic
To Pimp a Butterfly
sound.
Yeah, mm-hmm. on vinyl. Great, great song. Mm-hmm. Great album.
Next up.
Fugees.
There's just so many F artists.
There are also all of these artists, again, I feel like I say this every week, but all of them have so much more music than we can show you in an hour. And Fugees are one of them. Definitely, if you don't know or if you barely know Fugee music, hit it up. It's ridiculously good.
And if you like the Fugees, you can check out Lauryn Hill as
mm-hmm,
well, Wyclef. Mm-hmm. And it's all great.
It's all
so
great. Funkadelic is also a great group. What song are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to one of their classic songs, Fugee La, but it's a remix of it, the Refugee Camp Global Mix.
Mm-hmm. Great mix of the song.
Let's
hit
definitely
it.
Listen to this.
All right, here we go.
Right now.
Attention, attention. C'est le vent international, réfugié camp. Viens donc voir Laurine, Braswell, Wyclef. Il passe par Haïti.
Quand je marche dans la vallée, je ne crains aucun mal. Quand tu es avec moi, chantons. Oula la la.
From Brooklyn to Jersey, Manhattan to Paris. Fugees International, like no other MCs. Like Ichini, Sang, Shigo, Noko, Shichi, Hachi. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, baby? She looked at me and smiled. I started losing control. My French wasn't up to par, so I rocked in Creole. Qui passait de calotte, moi tombé rêvé, humbré. Même sous conduit football, dernier goal lancé pour Pelé.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Ooh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugees bring. Ooh la 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 la. So we take.
Chill on my leg, no one to move on.
And New Jerusalem's kids be rocking and get down for they dough, but
mucho trabajo, poquito dinero.
But soon I'll be counting pesos with my peeps in Mexico.
But for now I'm in La Bamba, pushing lyrics with the song.
Crews get confused when I say konnichiwa, so I move from Japan and make plans in Korea.
Like na 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 na, anyang hashamika, ha ha, suli, serang mamni, ha ha.
Vas imaginer le voyage, jamais me détruire. Je sens les faibles de bien loin de l'atmosphère quand j'ai respiré.
la mentalité infantile.
Ne cause pas mort, cause imbécile.
Qui pense que la poésie est des milliers ont continué à mystifier.
En rêve profond réalisé
à travers les mots de réfugiés.
Alors viens voir ces grands mots répétoires.
Si tu connais pas mon histoire,
rappelle les réfugiés sans l'âge.
Oh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Oh la la la, it's the remix sound that the refugees bring. Oh la 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 la, so sweet.
She love me like no other before.
Grand palmier, j'aime à 90 degrés. J'ai joué avec la brise dans les West Indies. Fouille de mer, envoie mes valises. Du bon vin fin sur la Normandie avec ma Josephine.
Telling me this, telling me that.
They smile in my face, but they talk behind my back. But what they lack is the facts about my stacks. L'impact de mon rap, le tout douce,
hey,
ma combo,
yo, what's going on? I'ma get to come, you know what, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got a rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion. Yo, what's going on? I'ma get to come, you know what, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got a rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Call Mr. Martin, tell him to build a coffin. Today is that season. 100 MCs, I get murdering.
Stop it!
Call Mr. Martin, tell him to build a coffin. Today is that season. 100 MCs, I get murdering. Ha ha ha.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Ooh la la la, it's the remix sound that the refugees bring. Ooh la 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 la.
Attention, attention. Merci pour votre présence sur la vol internationale Camp Réfugié. C'était Samia. C'était un plaisir d'être avec vous. Alors j'espère qu'on se verra la prochaine.
In the same way that the WJRH people would be upset with us if we didn't play Tame Impala on the T day, I think they would also be upset with us if we didn't play Flaming Lips
on
the
F day. Yes.
This song is called Placebo Head Wound by the Flaming Lips. They have so many songs.
So many songs. How many albums do they have?
Oh my God.
On Spotify?
Like a million.
A million and five?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Somewhere around there.
Like a million. We're going to play this song. I picked this last night in the middle of the night. My judgment may have been hazy, but we're gonna go with it anyway.
We're gonna go with it anyway.
This is Placebo Headwind by the Flaming Lips.
I hope you guys enjoy.
I think it's a little crazy.
Good. We need a little crazy in our lives.
Let's go crazy.
Let's be crazy.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you.
it hurts my conscience just a little bit to fade the song.
I'm sorry, Cole.
But we have three more songs that we have two more songs that we have to get
and
through.
We only have 5 minutes.
And we only have 5 seconds.
All right, so up next we have I can hear you clicking through my headphones.
Okay, so this next song is from an artist that I discovered from them being an opener at a show that I went to. I went to go see Joey Dosik, and this guy, Femi Onas, opened up for Joey, and it was just so weird.
I had
to follow him on Instagram. I had to, you know, get both of, he only has two songs.
Figure out what he was about. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to really go for it. He was so funny. He made really intense eye contact with every female person in the audience.
Oh, comfy.
Yeah. So like comfy. there was girls like standing on either side of like me and my friends. So he would just like look at the girls and then like pass completely over everybody and then look at the other girls and like sing to them for a little bit and then switch to somebody else and sing to them. Just like really deep, intense eye contact. Yeah. You can tell he's a ladies man.
I'm going to picture this eye contact while we listen to the song.
Okay. Yeah. It was a little awkward. I can show you a video on my phone while this is going on.
Perfect. So here we go. This is
One of a Kind by Femi Onas. It took me a little while to find him because I couldn't remember what his name was.
All right. Enjoy.
Yeah. Let's go.
Devotion, one of a kind. I remember our first encounter. You were on your morning run. Peak of summer, I marveled as you glistened like a jasper in the sun.
Sing it, baby.
Because you're one of a kind.
Woo! All right.
Well, that's going to be stuck in my head all day.
That was fun. So the last bop that we're going to play, my first college friend, Kate Rogers, who I met on August 24th, the first day of school, sent me this song a couple months ago. I love it. It's a great dorm dancing song, if that's what you're into. Car
dorm
dancing,
dance.
Office dancing. Highway dancing, whatever kind of dancing you're into. It's called Tungs, T-U-N-G-S, by The Frights.
I don't know The Frights.
It's a great song. You'll know it once you listen to it,
because
I play it every 5 seconds.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I definitely know it.
All right, so
currently, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Cole Raymond.
And my name is Lillian Curry.
And you've been listening to
The Weekly Stool, F Edition. This is our last song. Hope you guys enjoy it. Have an amazing week. Stay safe.
Or don't.
Take risks.
Maybe make it a dangerous week.
Be crazy a little bit.
Be a little crazy.
A little bit. All right. Enjoy. Bye-bye, guys.
I'm cute. Well, it's too late to check, and I don't care. You got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Everybody knows I'm right. I can't control it. Got my eyes on you all night. We just haven't got a clue. I'm cute, well it's too late to check, and I don't care, you got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Do you think I'm cute?